welcome everybody to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, October 24th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in. All over the globe, we had over 18 million listeners on Tuesday night's call, and we'll see if we can get between 18 and 19 million listeners tonight in the total. Thank you, satellite team, for getting our signal out to so many people. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in yet again. Let's do this. Before we go to a teaching that Sue's found for us tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. So here we go. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you have done to prepare us for this time. We know we have a lot to be thankful for, and we give all praise and glory and honor to you, the Most High God, and we thank you for all that you've done for us in keeping us abreast of the information that we need and just allowing us to move forward with our plans, our programs, our projects, and everything that we've prepared. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do in our lives, and thank you for providing for us and keeping us healthy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a time when you shine above all others as a glowing star in the night sky.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
You are our North Star by which we find guidance to our flight and wherever we're going. So thank you, Sue.
She's Polaris.
She is. She is polite, mm-hmm. And she's Polaris.
Mm, so
and
kind.
She's absolutely.
I'm so lucky. Right. What a beautiful. I don't know if I like the idea of roles anymore, but what a beautiful energetic pattern. I know I'm always going to push the edge, Bruce. You know it.
Yeah,
what a beautiful energetic pattern. Well, roles are a little 3D-ish.
A little
yesterday.
We're not looking back. We're only looking forward.
But the thing is, I'm grateful to be here to remind everyone they're all Polarises. That we're all Polarises. If we believe and we are surrounded with other Polarises that share it and grow it and recognize it, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, let us begin with tonight's teaching. And I want to dedicate this to GCK, who's person that did a world-class presentation with me for many, many years. I also want to dedicate it to Doug, who helps transcribe. We're going to be at, check this out, Bob. We're going to be at our 172nd call completed, and we will do up to 174 calls. So thank you, Doug, for all
you did. You're referring
classes. So I just want to thank everybody that's participated in anything, even listening to this segment. Thank you for wanting to grow. Thank you for adding to your light and to the light in the world. And this is for you and, of course, most deeply, for everything that matters.
That matters.
Your yes with God's yes. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1, whatever God has promised gets stamped with yes. That means the dreams God placed in your heart, the promises God's spoken over you, have already been stamped with yes. God has already set the date to bring it to pass. It's already on the schedule. Really remember that. It's like there is a definite yes. There's nothing draining about it. But there's one more thing God needs. Paul goes on to say, God's yes with our yes together make it a sure thing. God is saying yes. Now he needs your yes to make it happen. God's yes by itself is not enough. God works where there's faith. If this lady would have gone around thinking, oh, I'll never get the position, nothing good ever happens to me, that would have kept it from happening.
That's right.
When it comes to God, be a yes woman or be a yes man. God says he's restoring health to you. You can think of all the reasons why you're not going to get well, or you can be a yes person. Yes, God, I agree. Thank you that I'm getting healthier. Thank you that I'm getting stronger. God says in Psalm 65 that God's going to crown your year with a bountiful harvest. You can go around not expecting good breaks, not expecting to get ahead. Or you can be a yes woman. Yes, God, I agree. Thank you that it's going to be a blessed, prosperous, abundant, bountiful year. Thank you that this beautiful, incredible, supportive community is coming all around. That's not just being positive. That's putting your yes with God's yes. God says, whoops, hold on a second. My reading is, oh, geez. God says he wants to turn everything around to your advantage. You can dwell on all your hurts, what didn't work out, and the people who did you wrong, or you can be a yes man. Yes, God, I agree. Thank you for the beauty for these ashes. Thank you that you're my vindicator. Thank you that you're fighting my battles. Is God waiting for your yes? Are you letting the no's, the disappointments, and the delays convince you that it's not going to happen? You may not have seen it yet, but this is a new day. You're coming into the season of yes, and I'm asking you to put your yes with God's yes and watch what happens. That's our teaching for tonight.
Ooh, thank you, Sue. Yeah, I've never heard that one before, but I get the concept of it. Thank you for bringing that so nicely and beautifully to us tonight. Yeah, the concept, you know, when God says something, and even the Old Testament prophets that speak from God, the ones that we read about, those prophets are proclaiming what God has told them to say. And when that happens, that proclamation is a promise from God. And so we can believe those things even though we can't really see them yet. And it's true about history. God is out of the timeline that we have created for ourselves here. He's just completely out of it. And we have information that says certain things are going to happen in the future, some of which will not affect those of us who are part of the body of Christ, the so-called church. We've used the term ecclesia, those called out from among them, those called out as an assembly. The Bible used the term churches. Better translation would be assembly. But we're going to see things happen in our future that have been proclaimed in our past. And I think we do the same thing. We can proclaim something and speak something that hasn't happened yet as though it already has. And that's what many of us are still doing now. And I love the fact that we need faith to mix our faith as it is with God's faith. We mix our faith with God's to have a thing that is proclaimed come to pass. And I love the fact that that is what we are called to do. I don't know about the term yes man, but I will say yes person is better. And you did say that in the teaching person. I mean, this is really, when we're saying we're in agreement with God, that's what we're saying. Yes, God, I agree with what you're saying. I'm positionally in Christ in agreement with your word. I positionally in Christ, I'm in agreement with what is to come to pass, even in my life. Because God knows what we have coming. He knows what we're going to be doing. Where if we put God first, he honors that. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So it sets a priority for us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because remember, we are called the righteousness of God in Christ. So we seek after that. We believe alongside God for what he has promised, and we'll see many of those things come to pass in our lifetime. And if not, we'll see it come to pass in our eternal lifetime. Well, there's a lot to that teaching, Sue. That's in a nutshell what I received from it. I appreciate the job that you've done for so many years in finding good teachings for us that edifies us and that we can comment on. Well, thank you again. Bob, did this teaching speak to you in any way? And if so, what do you have to say about it?
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. And thank you for your comments. Well, and it's like what's in it for me evolves, you know, as I listen to your comments. And, here we are in this life, and we're moving along the way. Each day we evolve, and each day we learn new things, and certainly each time that we tune in to the big call on a Tuesday or Thursday and know Sue is going to be bringing these teachings, we know it's going to be a wonderful thing. And I think that the whole idea of yes is really profound. Yes sets, sequences of yes are one of the most powerful things humans can be open to. And especially as Sue was encouraging to consider the answer yes in the context of God's word. And you can begin asking yourself questions such as, you know, are you a child of God? Well, yes. You know, do you have faith in God's word? Well, yes. There's a couple of yeses. And are you unlimited because the whole of God's kingdom is within you? Well, yes. And now we have yes, yes, yes. It's kind of like, you know, Simon says do this, Simon says do this, Simon says do this, right? And, you know, if those three things are yeses, then, you know, is it time now for us all to plan with this immense blessing on the horizon? Is it time to plan with audacity and be ready to execute with vigor and with our faith powering us, you know. And if so, if that's the case, then, you know, who do we become? Who shall we become? Who do we choose to become? What's our highest thought, not only for ourselves, but for all the people that we intend to serve, knowing that, that God has our back? What would your highest thought for yourself be if you were fully in a yes state, knowing God had your back? And, you know, you talked, Bruce, about, you know, acting, you know, as if it's already come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's next? If you're acting as if things absolutely have already come to pass, and then you say, okay, if I'm going to listen, I'm going to pray and listen and know that I can feel what it's like in the future, maybe I might be able to be open to a to-do list, right? A God-given to-do list. So in our prayers, we can say, God, I have this goal. I have this tremendous thought for my capabilities with your blessing, and I have these tremendous plans for my projects, and what shall I do? And if you had a God-given to-do list that was given to you, you know, in your prayers, would you do it? Would you act on it the next day? Would you write down that list and have a box next to each thing that you could check off? Mm. And then what do you think might happen for your life and for the lives of those you intend to serve as you check off those tasks?
That's right. That's good, Bob. That's practical. That's really a good idea. You know, do we have a to-do list from God? The to-do list we have is in His Word and in the prayer that we have, which hopefully is talking to God, yes, but also listening to God and receiving by the Holy Spirit those things which God utters to us. And I like the idea of making a list. It's almost like a prayer list, you know, making a request and then checking off the result of that request that you made whenever it was made. So I like that, Bob. That's very practical. What do you think, Sue, about that teaching, and how do you apply that? Yes, in your life.
Well, I'm really taken by what you just said, Bruce. By what both of you said, but I'm going to start with you this time, because I think we're in a very important turning point time where listening to God and getting that ability to deeply receive, like you were pointing out, you know, the wisdom, to move beyond the conditioning, the cultural conditioning that may make people try to do too much, you know, not be executing with a lot of wisdom maybe sometimes. And when you listen inside and you slow down, because you couldn't do it. You can do things from your intellect, but to get it so that you're paying attention to what is the rhythm that I do these wonderful, that I make these wonderful plans with, so that I can embody and be the highest version of myself as I'm doing it. There's a lot of people, there's just so much stuff about productivity and being in a certain brain state that is like super, almost compulsive. And I love how Bob captured that there's a sacred to-do list, and that sacred to-do list is the yes of listening to God and receiving how to do that in a totally God rhythm, sacred way. And I think that's going to be part of the new earth. It's not going to be about chasing, overdoing, overstressing. It's acute on the planet right now. And so saying yes to this new balance and listening to God, which is what you brought, and then creating a sacred momentum. It's like when you do something and you've accomplished it and you're doing it in a healthy way, there's nothing more beautiful than that. So that's how I saw the teaching, as a yes to what is inside each of us to be in a healthy new way. That's it.
That's good. That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. Yeah, I think that we want to say yes to God. We want to do the things that He has ordained for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even the big call, even the projects that Sue has helped create for 30,000 projects, what Bob has done in creating Boomers and the products that he has, and what that's doing for us when we say yes to those supplements that we need to take. Yeah, there's a lot to this. It really is. Well, let's do this, Sue. That was good. Thank you for that. That was really good. Thank you, Bob, for everything on that teaching. Now, let's just see where this is going to go when we say yes to both praise reports and prayer requests on this Thursday
right.
night, Sue.
Just keep talking.
Let's let you pull that up, and I'll just continue rambling on. No, I'm not rambling. But, you know, this is supposed to be a great time for us, you guys. We know that it's been a long road, but if we deviate or if we faint not, God honors that. He honors the path that we're on, and He honors our commitment to seeing everything through. And we should have major breakthroughs when we get to the other side. And I think that's what we're all waiting for. We're looking for a beautiful breakthrough. But if we faint not, you know, we keep using the analogy of, you know, the roller coaster is pulling into the little station, and the bar is getting ready to come up, and then we've got, you know, we're running that final lap of the race that we've been on, and what will happen when we break that tape with our body and get through it. I mean, this is the finish that we want to have. We want to finish strong, and we're about to finish strong. Sue, do you have what we're looking for up?
May I just insert something for a second? I think that's so beautiful and so appropriate. And yes, I have the calls.
Okay.
But we're also moving into a quantum understanding time. So that's where we're using our faith, because there really isn't any, there is no time. And so if we can hold on to, we're not waiting to cross the finish line. The finish line is actually right here, and we have the energy and the spirit as if we were at the finish line. The rest of your life is going to be a lot better instead of, oh, it's out there someday, and I'm missing it, and I'm not connected to it, and all that. So I just want to emphasize what you were bringing with a non-linear, like sequential, like this has to happen, and that's way over there. Just like it's right here. Hold on. Be the energy of the wish fulfilled, and you'll make your life happier and a lot less disease happen. So here we go. Are you hearing that feedback, Bruce? Hear it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then I'm just hearing it. Okay. Our clocks will fall back at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 3rd. Is that really right. This weekend? Yeah, it is.
No, it is not this weekend. It's the next weekend,
Okay, good. Okay. Two states, Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, and Hawaii. Okay, Judy's hearing it. And Hawaii do not observe daylight. Thank you, Judy. Daylight saving time. In addition, some overseas territories such as Guam, Puerto Rico, the American Samoa, and U.S. Virgin Islands do not change their clocks.
Right.
National Food Day, Thursday, 10/24. Explore the world of food production, food safety, farm animal welfare, hunger prevention, and agriculture. That for all you ag family people out there, let me receive a text. National I Care About You Day. That's, everybody pay attention, National I Care About You Day, Friday, 10/25/24. We honor our loved ones for no other reason but to tell them we are grateful. National Fine Art Appreciation Day, Friday, 10/25/24. Add to your collection of artworks and fill your heart with admiration for the artist's creativity. National Day of the Devoid, Saturday, 10/26/24. Our day to say thank you to all military serving outside the U.S. Make a Difference Day, Saturday, 10/26/24. Your time and effort can go a long way towards making a big difference. And National Mentoring Day, Sunday, 10/27/24. This is a prayer for everyone. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise, Jeremiah 17:14. A great perspective I read today. Empower yourself with knowledge. This is a great time to pick up a book or learn that hobby you've been putting off. Dive deep into research and self-discovery. Learning is an infinite lifelong loop. Today we pray our Heavenly Father for the following. For all the leaders and listeners on the big call, for their health and any prayer requests, we continue to pray for Pastor Scott, Bruce's friend Tom, for their health issues, recuperation and speedy recovery, and also Bruce's eyesight. Also praying for med beds to be available very soon for everyone. Help us with our spiritual, emotional, physical, and social wellness, RV and med beds, blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen.
Okay. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. It's very good. Yep, thank you for the mention. And I have not heard whether Tom was discharged today. He was supposed to have been discharged rather yesterday, Wednesday. So I sent a text and have not received an answer yet to that question from his wife. So thank you, Sue. Anything else in the way of prayer requests tonight on this Thursday?
That's it.
Okay. That's good. Thank you for that very much, Sue. And Sue, you had a new class that started tonight. Second class is tomorrow, and the third one will be on Monday. So
the third one will be on Monday, yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about how that's going and anything else that you want to bring up to us tonight.
Here's the thing about this particular class, and I'm going to walk you through it. It's non-commodity leadership, winning the hearts and minds of top talent. So everyone on the call is a humanitarian founder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what is the one thing, this is coming from being in a project that I'm in currently, and reading LinkedIn, what is the one thing you're going to need more than anything else when you're doing your projects? What do you think it is, Bruce?
The one thing?
One thing,
Bob.
Yep.
Bob, no.
That's true, too.
The one thing that we're going to all need is, I'm going to say creativity, but really the longevity of relationship with those that we're working with. I'm going to say relationship.
Mm-hmm. I love that answer. That's so good. That's really, really good. Very insightful.
I'm going to say leadership and faith.
That's good too, Bob.
Exactly. And leadership and faith, that's really good too. And so what this is about is, let me set this scenario up a little bit. So when in the time you've been on the planet, has everybody opened up their account and found out that they are basically financially liberated? And what do you think is going to happen to the word work?
I think it turns into play.
Well, we're calling it contribution.
We're calling it
contribution. We're calling it contribution. It's going to essentially leadership. These words that we've associated that have been part of practically millennia of behavior, of thinking. You've got the quantum financial system. You've got the quantum computer. You've got things like med beds. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have people that are in their 60s looking 28 and having to hire people that are going to help them recreate basically every part of society, education, technology, entertainment, health, everything.
Yep.
So this class is designed, and if you're really passionate about this class, send us an email and you could possibly join us and listen to the replay.
You can still get in. You can still get in to tomorrow's class.
Yes.
And just pick up the recording from tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the point. I'm in a project that is seeing all these new trends, and the trends are this. First of all, there's hiring for skill. That's going to be shifting. But you're going to have to create, and I started the class with, how many of you have been in a high-impact project that wasn't for profit? That's a really nominal, both high-impact or, you did it for free because it was so meaningful.
Yep.
And two people have been in something like that. So here's the whole point. We are training you how you are going to get, and I can't give it away, but there's a certain path that's going to be so crucial for understanding the hearts and the minds and having the foresight. That means being able to go into the future and say, how am I going to get people to buy into my project and be energized by it, that they want to do it because they could do it for free? They want to pay us practically. How are we going to deliver on the meaning of that work And guess what? It's going to be the people you're doing it with.
Mm-hmm.
Never have you hired, unless you're like some people I know, so that you're, it's almost like designing a dinner party. You're hiring so that the people can have such synergy, such connection, that there's so much meaning, there's so much impact, there's so much deep love for the project that it becomes its own magnetic force. And that's what we're doing, is we're showing literally the stuff that I'm living through, that I've been through, that I've actually done and experienced. I used to get hired to hire people. Because it's going to take this new kind of leader that you can hire, and that's what this class is about. So when you start your project, this is what you don't want. A bunch of random people that have all these old ideas about how to start a project, what creates the connection in the project, how it goes, all those elements. You need somebody that's going to be able to build something pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to get the people to be energized? How are we going to have it so they love to come here? How are we going to do it so that, wow, this is like every single person can't wait to meet with the next person, and you create a culture of openness, collaboration, energy, meaning. And people go home and they go, I can't even believe how amazing that was.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that experience. I've had it, so I turned to my business partner and I said, how do you feel about this? And he said, it's like Christmas. It's going to be like that if it's designed well. So if you want to join us, just come to send us an email and just put non-commodity leadership.
Commodity.
Non-commodity, that's all you have to say.
NCL,
and just put
non-commodity leadership. Right.
Yeah, and just put your name and your telephone number and probably PayPal is what we'll go with this time. And
okay. We'll
get you in the class. But do it early. Please try to do it early because in the afternoon.
And so they can get in order to listen to tonight's recording, Sue.
Yes.
Of tonight's class, so they don't miss
anything.
We're
not going to do it tonight. It lights out tonight.
I'm just saying they'll be able to listen to the recording of tonight's class.
Yes, they'll get all three classes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that's how that went, and people gave it one of the highest ratings. And we do some interesting things, like teaching you how to do things like cognitive bracketing. They're all these little sort of neuroscience. This is Christ-based teaching. With all this cool stuff about how to help your team learn and get it. So we did a thing called cognitive bracketing. Bob, have fun with that. And it's coming from cognitive science. And we had like six different little mini segments in this class. And so we were teaching people, if you've got to do that, you don't want a big slur of information. And watch how I do it. I'm going to do it in a minute. You do a segment, and then you just have anywhere from a 5 to 10 second pause. And the brain rests, integrates, and then you go on to the next cell. We always like to bring in these little known learning, mind, brain, body enhancement strategies. Because I said to them, can you imagine if you were listening to somebody who was talking and delivering like I am, and they just went, wow. You know, they hadn't thought about it like that. And that's what's going to be important, is to hire people that it's easy to digest. There's going to be so much new information. It's got to be easy to digest, easy to assimilate, easy to remember.
Yeah.
So, join us, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then I'm just going to close with one other piece. the Golden Wisdom Bundle is to open doors to your direct divine wisdom. And wouldn't it be wise to know where you're going and how to clarify who you will be at that new level of your best and make it possible for you to communicate so that your clarity in Christ is what you are walking into a meeting with? You can actually learn to do that. You can actually learn to design your life, design your, we call it fancy cognition, but design how, especially when you have this money, your purpose is to love your projects and to love them so much, with so much really deep vision about what is possible for them, that you can communicate that and attract the talent that you need. And all of this is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But the point is to know your strengths and be able to cultivate a system, a map, so you can walk through this next year in your life. And that is what the 20 different classes in the Golden Wisdom Bundle do. They get you so that you deepen. It's not superficial. This is simplified, deepening, fun, yes, but it's deep fun. It's rigorous fun because it's about setting up God's kingdom. This isn't casual. This is fun with purpose, fun with clarity, fun with Christ, fun so that you get it, fun so you listen to it once and you probably, you know, won't need to listen to it again for a year. That's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is. It's designed to get into your nervous system deeply so that you get clarity. That's all. It's going to take out all the noise. So let me just ask you a question. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. And anybody that's in the modern world today knows it's a very distracted and fragmenting place. Bob knows. Most people know. Very distracting, very fragmented, very, you know, pulling you in multiple directions place. Could you benefit if you had more focus, if you had more ease, if you had more purposeful simplicity, and if you had a calm sense of clarity? Could you benefit from that? Because those are the things that people say over and over and over again, that they're letting the noise drop out of their life, even in the class tonight. Most people, one person, I love saying this, I wonder if she's listening, and she's a fan. I said, how much of a difference? But she knows a lot of this stuff. And she said 3. Everybody else said on a scale of 0 to 10, they saw improvements in their clarity, their calm, their being in their hearts like 8, 9, 10. Most people. So if you want to be in your heart space, not in your head, you can be in your head a little bit because that's where the wisdom is, head and heart combined. But do you want to be in your heart? Do you want to be a heart-based leader that isn't scattered, that isn't unfocused, that doesn't feel like they're coming apart at the seams trying to be the mother, the father, the this, the humanitarian, all those different things? You need to recenter. You need to recalibrate. You need to essentialize. And that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to help you do. So to get it, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number, put Golden Bundle 300. It's a $550 value, and it's $300, and it's going to take you through so you have a peer. Think of it as completely curated. Who could do this, who's been doing it for over 30 years, so that you could learn about building projects and creating your life for the next year, designed outside of the toxic Harvard Business School system, all that. It's outside of the toxic system with scientific and Christ-based principles and curated just for humanitarians, heart-based humanitarians. Never been done before. So if you want it, you know where to go to get it. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That sounds good. Sounds great. I'm glad more people can join your class and jump in on class number 2 and pick up class 1, and they'll see what they missed today, and they can jump on that. $150 payable by, well, Cash App or PayPal. Probably PayPal is the easiest.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. All right, good. I'm calling it, it is non-commodity leadership, NCL, but I call it non-conforming leadership.
That's that's true, too. It is, and that's right. It is non-conforming leadership. It's like not conforming to the old toxic path.
That's exactly what I'm saying, All right, Sue, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and I think people will jump in. We'll probably get more people that want to be on the call tomorrow night, on your class tomorrow night. I don't want to say the call, the class, because you've got classes, and that's really wonderful. Okay. Thank you, Sue, and I'll remind everybody to take advantage of the Golden Bundle 300 when I'm in my Intel segment. So thank you for that. Pause, pregnant pause. Move to the next segue. Yeah.
Good, Bruce, you're so quick.
Yeah. Just learning. It's not head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. I get it.
Yep.
Well, Bob, I like the way Sue's positioned that. I like the way she's got her classes in a non-conventional, non-conforming way. And the leadership is non-commodity. NCL. So I would say the same thing could be said of boomers to a great extent, because you've done things that are not a normal commodity, that are different, that are new, that are numinosum, neurogenetic, and it's just beautiful. And I'll bet that you have testimonials that can speak to those things, especially Myotrol, especially the dynamic combo, Good Night formula, vitamin D. All these things are producing non-conforming results. So tell us what it is you want to bring to us tonight, Bob.
Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thanks. I always enjoy listening to your description of your classes and the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Like, the whole time you're talking, I'm just listening to the words and imagining things, and like how cool it is. And it's classy, right? So it's classes, and it's classy. So it's classy class. You might want to, that's a new branding thing, Sue, for
classy class.
Yep, not to be confused with classes, which are...
Yes, or glasses with a G, yeah.
Although,
or lassie with an L.
If you took Sue's classes, you might be able to see things more clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Bruce, I do have a testimonial. I actually spoke to this person today who's probably listening right now because she's a big call listener. And this was the written part of the testimonial doesn't really convey the excitement. You would have had to listen to her voice. But she's talking about the Myotrol, and this is a person who's been using it for a few months and is just completely blown away and amazed by how she feels. And that's what she said, that this product, Myotrol, is amazing. And she told me she's had what the doctors tell her is bone on bone with her both knees for years. And she gets treatments that are injections that are really painful. But now that she's been using the Myotrol, not only has her knee pain gone away, but also a pain in her shoulder that she's had for years. And she said that the orthopedic surgeon who had looked after her knees and shoulder had given her a prescription, but that the Myotrol works way better. And then she said to me, she goes, so I've just got on the auto ship with this to make sure that I can always get it. And is it going to be available? Do you have enough? And I assured her that we do. And she said, well, are you going to have enough to supply it for me even when I'm in heaven? And I said, yeah, I don't know about that, but I started thinking about it. I was like, you know, maybe that's a new thing. Like, we might be able to provide it in heaven. But I think in heaven, since thoughts become reality instantaneously, we wouldn't really have to actually have the gel caps. I think people could just think about it. But I doubt seriously in heaven they would have knee pain to begin with.
That's right.
I felt confident telling her everything was going to be okay.
She'll be okay, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what's happening for people, Bruce, with this new product. And we talked a little bit about how amazing the scientist was that came up with this. And how we interviewed him. And that you can watch the interview with the scientist, Eric Kurtz, by going to our website and clicking on the search icon on the top left of the homepage. And then in the bar that pops up, type in Myotrol, and one of the things that you'll see come up in kind of like a display is going to be the interview with Eric Kurtz about how he created Myotrol. And this is now probably 4 or 5 months, Bruce, that people have been getting it. A couple over 2,000 people have tried it.
Okay.
And we just have, you know, this, if you go on the website and click on Myotrol under products, you'll see the whole bottom part of that page is filled with testimonials, and there's a button at the bottom that says click to see more, and it gives you another
page
filled with testimonials. So
it speaks well for it, doesn't it, Bob, really?
Yeah, you know, testimonials are always what people want to hear about, because it's one thing to create a new product and say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever, but when I talked, you know, with Eric about this, I said, you know, should we do some clinical trials where it shows, you know, through blood tests and questionnaires, et cetera, strength tests, you know, that it really works? And we both kind of agreed. It's like, well, let's get it out there so at least a few thousand people can try it.
Right.
And get, and see what they say. Because mm-hmm. if we're seeing that they're saying, oh, yeah, this is really working, like, then maybe you consider, you know, going to an independent research institution and asking them to do some controlled trials for you. But at mm-hmm. this point, Bruce, we already have physicians, medical doctors, that are reaching out to us saying, hey, we've been hearing about this product, Myotrol, and we want to get it for our patients. So what do we do? How do we get this for our patients?
Right. Yep.
And so the word is spreading around just from the success stories. And that's why testimonials are so important. Then, Bruce, lastly here, you know, there's a study I want to tell people about. But first, as a reminder, you know, and this lady that we were talking about that signed up for AutoShip, right now
mm-hmm.
there's a
yeah.
special on that for any person that adds something new to their AutoShip or starts an AutoShip. There's
yep.
going to get 20% off for the next couple of months.
Right.
So that's a really great thing. That's a good savings on a product like Myotrol, which is very, very expensive to make. We've never seen a product in the 13 years we've been in business that is this sophisticated and this difficult to make. And it's made to pharmaceutical-grade conditions. It's purified in a pharmaceutical-grade laboratory. And the reason they purify it, Bruce, is because it makes it way more concentrated.
Right.
And when you remove all the impurities and all the other things, you know, from it, you end up with a high concentration of the active mm. ingredient. And in order to do things as miraculous as what Myotrol does, you need to have it really well concentrated.
Mm.
And so just keep in mind, if people want to get it now, now's the time to get that, you know, 20% off. Just put it on the AutoShip program or subscribe and save, as we call it, and you'll be good to go. And then,
yep.
Bruce, the last thing is this article that was just written and came out in a medical journal about 10 days ago, and it's called Three Ways to Slow Down Type 2 Diabetes Related Brain Aging. So what they're saying is that people that have diabetes, their brain ages faster than people that don't. And what can you do to slow it down? Well, as it turns out, in the article, they wouldn't even tell you. Because they said, oh, if you want to know, you have to listen to this podcast. Right?
Okay.
And so I didn't listen to the podcast. I didn't have time to listen to it. I'll go back and listen to it to see if there's anything new. But what you really want to do with a podcast like this is have it rendered into a blog. So if you look at our podcasts, our Live Forever Young Radio podcast, we have the whole podcast transcribed into writing. So if people don't want to listen to it or they just want to glance through and find, you know, particular points, they easily can. This particular
mm-hmm.
time they didn't. So I said, all right, let me see if I might guess what they say. You know, one of the things they're going to say is lower your blood sugar. Okay. Well, that's true.
Duh.
Of course, that's what people are going to try to do. But there are numerous other things, Bruce, that are really important for keeping your brain healthy and your whole body healthy if you're a person that has diabetes. And stress is one of the main things, right? People that have diabetes end up being under a lot of stress because now they have to watch their diet really carefully. They have to go to the doctor frequently. They might have to take insulin shots, might have to take medication that they have to, you know, pay attention to always take it. Mm-hmm. And it adds stress to their lives, which increases cortisol, increases the whole, you know, flight or fight syndrome. And so one of the things people definitely need to do to slow down their brain aging is control their stress, because if you are under a lot of stress, your brain is going to be very stressed. There's just no doubt about it. And physically, mm-hmm. it'll be stressed. And then, as we all know, inflammation is by far the main thing. So if you are a person with diabetes and your C-reactive protein is 3, 4, 5, maybe 10, you have to get that down below 0.5 so your brain doesn't age faster. Because inflammation is by far the main reason why people's brains are aging faster. And so that's what we help people with, Bruce, by helping them get the compounds they need to take in by mouth. It'll reduce that inflammation. Yeah, and the other thing is toxins. A lot of times people's brains are aging too fast because of toxicity, including iron, right? Too much iron in your blood is going to age your brain faster than anything. Mm-hmm. And people need to know what their iron level is. They can't just rely on the doctor to not, you know, to say, oh, everything
test
is okay.
Test for it. Yeah, right.
Quite often they don't even test for iron nowadays. And if they do, the person's iron could be way up towards the high end of the range. But if it's not out of the range, they're like, oh, okay, you're good. Well, no, you're not.
It's normal.
That amount of iron is destroying your brain. And so you need to keep your iron level down in that 30th percentile range. And you can easily go and donate blood and get toxins out. You can get tests for other toxins, aluminum, you know, even the NIH will tell you that too much aluminum is going to lead to, you know, brain aging.
Yeah.
And you can get that chelated out as well. And then one of the unbelievable things that was discovered at Cornell University is that about 30% of the people that have dementia and brain aging, it's because of poor circulation. And they did research studies that showed that when people could increase their circulation, their dementia diminished significantly, including disappearing in many cases. Because if you have low nutrients and low oxygen to your brain's not going to function properly, and it's going to appear that you have Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
The other last thing, Bruce, is light. A lot of people don't get enough light these days. They don't go outside at all, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it's just to go get into their car and go somewhere, and they're hardly ever in the light, and there's new technology now where they know the exact wavelength of light that are most beneficial to the brain, and you can actually buy a light emitting machine that's been designed with this knowledge. And the company is called Just Light. And if you go to Just Light as a website, you'll be able to find their technology. They call it the sunflower, and it's this cool looking light that looks like a sunflower, and you actually shine it on the back of your head, and it helps people with dementia. And in fact, it's in front of the FDA right now seeking approval for a treatment for Alzheimer's disease.
Well, how about that?
If people have any questions about this, Bruce, they can always give us a call at the office if they have someone in their family or a friend that has dementia and they want them to get better and they would like to call us so we can help point them in the right direction. We're more than happy to to talk to people.
Okay.
And also, yes, like what happened today, Bruce, mm-hmm. today we had a person stop by the office to pick up mm-hmm. products at 5401 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance to meet her because we received a year-long mm-hmm. shipment from Canada for our barley and our probiotics and our lignins. And it took us about 5 hours to offload
the truck
off the truck
yep.
and get it mm-hmm. situated in our storage. And
wow.
so she actually came and picked up her product and left while we were in the middle of it.
But wow, that's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work, and it was all fine. You know, I was fine. I worked the whole time, 5 straight hours, moving boxes. And at the end, Bruce, I said to Ron, who's in charge of shipping and receiving, he goes, man, you just worked the whole time straight through. I was like, yeah, it was really easy. And I said, it's good because the boxes were a lot lighter this year. And he looks at me funny. He goes, no. I was like, well, they seemed a lot lighter. I was just picking them up over my head and putting them up on these high shelves without any strain
at
all.
Any stress at all.
No.
Yeah.
He goes, no, they have the same number of bottles in the box.
Same number of bottles in them.
And guess what? Guess what that's from, Bruce?
From taking
what
my
was I taking this? Yeah, that's what I was taking this year that I wasn't
yep.
taking the year before was the Mitral.
That's right.
And literally, you know, at 68 years old, just jumped in with the young guys and worked the whole day loading boxes. it wasn't any strain at all. We worked up a really good sweat. We completely soaked through our shirts.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, at one point, the young guys were slouched over their hand carts trying to catch
yeah.
their breath while I just kept on going and looking at them. Going,
just keep on going. Oh, gosh.
I haven't been taking Mitral as long as I have.
No, that's right. Well, it really is working.
But anyway,
Bobby, seen a big change in all that, in your body, your physiology,
yeah.
your ability to lift a certain amount of weight, everything's increased. Yep.
Yep, and the focus and concentration, and you know, we were talking about Alzheimer's. Bruce,
mm-hmm.
there's a hormone, a human hormone called irisin, or irisin, some people say, and it's in your
mm-hmm.
cerebral spinal fluid, and with
yeah.
people with Alzheimer's, it's very, very low. At a very low
okay.
level. And we now know that Mitral stimulates the production of more irisin. And we're not quite sure yet what's going to happen as time goes by and people's levels raise in their cerebral spinal fluid, what's going to happen
mm-hmm.
with people with dementia. But we're looking forward to possible
yeah.
great results.
That's great. It could really help. To really help people with dementia, and they're calling dementia, type 3 diabetes, aren't they, Bob? Hmm? Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is definitely something that seems to be helping for people that have dementia and also Alzheimer's. It could be not going to say it's a cure, but it could be something that really could help them to function more normally. That's great. So what you want to do is you want to check these products out by going to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on it. Take you right into Bob's website, and you'll be able to see all the product descriptions. You'll be able to see any products that are on sale. You'll be able to see how to sign up for the subscribe and save subscription service. Some people call it auto ship. That way, the thing I like about Boomer's auto ship is that, yes, you do put in certain products that you're willing to receive every month. Because every product that we've got is set up for a one-month supply. Okay, so that's not anything out of the ordinary. But what is not ordinary is that 3 days before that auto ship is to go out, you have an opportunity to add something to it, to take something off of it. In other words, you can change. Hey, if you need to cancel it for a month or so, you can do that and get it reinstated. But the special now, the deal is to go ahead and either start a new auto ship with a few products or start over again with something new that you don't have on auto ship and pick up 20% off on that product for the next 2 months, this month and next month in November. And who knows if that would be extended or not, but right now that is the name of the game. A lot of people don't have Myotrol on auto ship, but they might have Goodnight Formula, D3, they might have their Boomer Boost in Barley, their Duo, on auto ship. They could have any number of things. But this way, if they say, hey, man, I'm going to jump on that Myotrol, I'm getting old, I'm losing muscle mass, I'm losing, I've had to do chemo, I've had to do different things, and I need something to help me build up my muscle. I need something to help me build muscle back on my body. I'm 60, 70, 80 years old, and this is what Myotrol does. It'll increase your strength, it'll increase your muscle in your body, and you take that in conjunction with Gladiator Barley and Boomer Boost, you've got a really great combination there. So I want to make sure everybody's aware of that. Now, the phone number to call if you have any questions is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, until we go out of daylight savings on Sunday, November the 3rd. That's not this Sunday. It's a week from Sunday. All right? If you use your phone as a clock like I do, or a watch or whatever you want to call it, it'll automatically set at 2 a.m. in the morning of Sunday morning. So that's good news. That'll take care of it. As long as we're using our phone, then we can set our microwave clock. Then we can set our oven clock. And if we're still using wind-up clocks or whatever on the wall, you can change those. But the phone will be accurate. That's the good news. The phone clock will be right on the money. All right. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. That was a really good discussion. And I love the fact that all these testimonials, if you go to Bob's website and click on Myotrol, you'll see a number of those testimonials at the bottom of the page, and then you'll be able to see more. Click on that, and you'll get a whole other page of testimonials. I think that's really well, and it speaks really well of the participation that Bob has for people that are, taking that product and telling what they think, how it's helping them, what changes it's made in their life. And that's why we're doing this. All right, so keep that in mind, and let's go into where we are from an Intel point of view for the RV and so on. There's not a whole lot of Intel to bring out tonight, except I want to say that we had it under very good opinion by several of our sources, and these are bank sources, redemption center sources, people that should be in the know, people that are getting a call from Treasury, blah, blah, blah. These people are as close as we can get to the truth about what's happening. Well, the consensus was we were going to be notified today. We even had a time for today by 11 or so Central noon Eastern, 11 Central, etc., across the country. But we didn't get it today. And we were like, what? What happened? We don't really know exactly what happened, but we do know that we had a number, huge number of arrests that were going on in about 7 or 8 states to, you know, today, continued yesterday and today. And, you know, Illinois, around the Chicago area was one. We had stuff in New York. We had Florida. We had, Oregon, Texas. You know, quite a few states, really, that had issues, that had problems, and people needed to be picked up. And it was probably across the board as far as who the people were. But that's happened, and somebody says, well, we heard there was going to be a false flag event by the deep state. And one of our sources said he didn't think that was possible anymore, that wouldn't happen. And to our knowledge, it didn't happen today. But we know that, you know, a lot of arrests are ongoing, and they'll probably be ongoing for another few months, maybe through the end of the year. And I don't know beyond that if there'll be anything or not. There could be. But we know we've got National Guard that's federalized to work and do things all over the country. And I'll tell you another thing. We've got military, special forces guys, and even where there's early voting, like in Georgia, there are federalized National Guard in place and special forces guys. There's all kinds of monitoring this year on the elections that should keep any voter fraud at an absolute minimum, or let's call it non-existent. That was what they wanted to make sure that happened this election, so it wouldn't be stolen like it was in 2020. So, this time, and even today, there were 9 countries, 9 countries that tried to hack into the voting system in Georgia. Unsuccessfully, by the way. They were not able to hack into the voting machines. And so this is good news. They know what countries, and I'm sure they'll find out who people were and go after them. So, early voting, if you're into that, go for it. It seems to be working very well. Now, let's see what else we can talk about. Oh, yeah, bondholders. We always bring that up. Bondholders, and we know of some that were going in today to set up their quantum accounts with a couple of different banks, and they were able to do that, and they were told they would have access to these funds in 1 or 2 days. And some have to go back in again tomorrow to do more paperwork or to leave more paperwork with the bank. But this is telling us that we should be there also in 1 or 2 days, 24 to 48 hours. So let's take it a little further and say, first of all, information that we're getting about our start in Tier 4 is based on us being notified, not Thursday, which is today, but Friday, which is tomorrow, and setting our appointments and exchanges over the weekend. We think, well, could we be notified Saturday and go Saturday? Yeah, we could. Could we get notified tomorrow, Friday, and start exchanges Saturday? Yes, we can. So we're just going to have to follow this out day by day. We're super close. I do believe we're going to get this and do this this weekend. That's what we're getting from people that are in the know with Treasury, people that are helping to get the RV put together. You know who some of those people are because I've mentioned them in the past. And everything's coming together. You know, were we held up for a day? Yeah, I think we were. We were supposed to go today. Is it because of the continuing arrests? Maybe, could be. Is it because of anything else, anything bigger? I don't know of anything else for sure, but it could be. So this is the kind of thing we're just going to have to wait out and stay as patient as we've been for all these years and stay with it. Stay with it and watch it come to fruition. Watch it manifest right in front of our eyes. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. Absolutely the manifestation of it. We've seen rates on the dinar on Forex, which is a very good rate, just a hair under 20. And that is going to be the bank screen, front screen rate. So the redemption center rate should be higher than that. And I've told you guys, they are supposed to offer us the contract rate on dinar at the redemption center. And that's going to end up being over five times what it is on the bank screens. So that's a very good thing, and that's why I keep emphasizing that you want to get the toll-free number, set your appointment for the redemption center, and then go in for your appointment time. Not more than 20 minutes. Excuse me. Not more than 10 minutes. Don't show up into the parking lot 10 minutes before your appointment. It's early enough. Any more than that, you're there too early. Some of you guys believe, oh, if I'm not early, I'm late. No, not true. Not in this case. And you don't want to be 10 minutes late for your appointment, or you might get put to the back of the line and have to recall in and set a new appointment. So get there between 5 and 10 minutes before your appointment time, and you should be fine. Should be fine and dandy. All right? Now, if there's anything else intel-wise that I can think of, because it was a little bit light, we're just trying to track this. We're just trying to track it for, if you're a bondholder and you've got some bonds, some sheet bonds, let them know that when you set up your appointment. They might have a way to ask you what currencies you have, and it might be dial 1 for Zimbabwe notes, dial 2 for Iraqi dinar, dial 3, etc. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but we know it's an automated call-in system at the beginning, and then they're either going to give you another number to call, or they'll reroute you on that call to the redemption center that you've indicated based on your zip code. So make sure you get all that down. You've got your zip code ready to go. You know your currencies. You know that. So you'll be able to enter this thing and get an appointment set in 2 minutes or less. And that's including speaking to the person at the redemption center with any short questions that you might have. You can't go on and on and on and talk about everything. Nope. Your job is to set up your appointment and get out. Get in, get out. and they're trying to get us exchanged generally in 30 minutes or less. 30 minutes to set up your Quantum account, your new Wells Fargo account with your debit and credit card for Wells. Do your little mini presentation. I'm going to say 3 to 5 minutes. I don't think we're going to have 5 to 8 minutes. I think 3 to 5, just to give them an overview. And then you want to leave a copy of your presentation with them. They'll scan that into the computer. They'll make sure there's not 2,000 people with the same exact project. If they do, they'll let you know, and maybe you can coordinate with some of those people and do it that way. But I think, really, let's just continue to believe and pray for this to happen between tomorrow and the weekend for us. But I think that's really what we all wanted to see happen, since we didn't get it today. All right. Now, Sue has two options for you right now. She has the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we're calling the Golden Bundle 300. It's a $300 investment that you're making in those classes, 20 classes that you're listening to by recording. It'll come to your email. You click on the link, and you'll be able to listen and laugh and enjoy a lot of the communication between those that were in the class and Sue leading the class. It's going to be really, really fantastic. You'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot of everything you need to know when you move forward into the redemption life. After the Redemption Center, the new RV life, all those things that you want to have the answers to are in the Golden Bundle 300. So you need to send an email to Sue, and it goes to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then you want to let her know that you have either Cash App or PayPal. Let her know, I've got PayPal or I've got Cash App. And PayPal might be the easiest way to go, really, because you can set up an invoice and use your credit card to pay for the invoice using PayPal. All right? So send that off to Sue. Make sure you have your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. In the subject line, just put Golden Bundle 300. Send it to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com. So send it off to her tonight. She'll do her very best to get those out for you in the morning, and that way you'll be all set. The other thing is, she does have a class that just started, and it's called Non-Commodity Leadership, and NCL. Well, you can just put NCL or commodity in the subject line. Send that off to the same email address, and you can be sent the recording from tonight's call, because she started at 7:25 p.m. Tomorrow night, it will start at 7:25 and go until 9. And then Monday, it's the same thing, 7:25, it'll go till 9. So send that to her and just say, I'm in for the class, and she might be able to add you in to those that have already signed up and listened to today's class. So I want you guys to do that, and that way you'll catch up and get everything that Sue has created for this new class. Non-commodity leadership, all right? And that's what I wanted to say tonight. That's what I wanted to get out to you. And I think, guys, we are literally hours to a day or two away. At least that's the last information we had today. So I'm going to hold on to that, go with it, and believe for it, and let's pray the call out and believe for everything that we've heard. Lord God, thank you for the call tonight. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott, continued healing for him. Thank you for all that you're doing to bring us the best health that we can have. Thank you for everything that we have moving forward, and especially bringing in the RV and then the med beds to follow. So thank you, God, for all that's happening in our lives. Bless us as we praise your name and honor you and lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, let's turn off the recording, and everybody have a wonderful weekend. Let's pay attention to our emails and see where they go.